Running from the Bear.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Wall Street ended the shortened trading week singing the bear market blues. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 0.5% for the week, the third straight week of losses. Now, the Dow did make up a little ground yesterday, but it's still about 20% below its all-time high reached in October. U.S. markets are closed for Independence Day, but trading went on in Asia. For the Nikkei, it was the 12th straight day of losses. The last time Japan's benchmark saw a losing streak like this was in 1954. It was the end of the Korean War. In Europe, shares are lower this morning. Second quarter earnings season starts next week, and the next set of numbers from Swiss banking giant UBS may not be as bad as expected. It could break even. But as Stephen Beard reports, no one's celebrating yet.
UBS says it just about covered its costs in the second quarter, but that's only because of a massive tax credit. The bank is getting $3 billion worth of tax relief because of its earlier losses. European banks as a whole are in deep trouble, according to Goldman Sachs. It says they may have to raise up to $140 billion in new capital. Economist Andrew Hilton says the credit crunch is certainly not over in Europe.
The real economy is only now starting to turn down in Europe. And what we're going to get in Europe is a wave of defaults and a much increased loan loss provisions, as has already occurred in the US and to some extent in the UK.
European banks have already suffered considerably more losses than their US rivals. That's because US banks were so successful in selling subprime securities to Europe. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
If you're planning on watching some fireworks tonight, don't take them for granted. Your local seller may have paid 40% more than last year to make the booms and the bangs happen. Supplies are tight. It goes back to the point of origin and a transportation bottleneck. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong explains.
Somewhere around 20 million pounds of fireworks are sitting in warehouses stuck in China. They can't ship out through the port of Shanghai because it's an Olympic city, and for safety reasons, no dangerous goods can come or go. Authorities made two other big ports off limits, too. There was an explosion at one this year and customs cheating at the other. Huang Wenhui manages a fireworks factory in Hunan province.
We can't use these two ports, so customers can't get their products in time, especially those in the U.S. If we don't have a reliable way to export our goods, we'll die. Our clients will go somewhere else to fill their orders.
Somewhere else, like low-wage India or Mexico. The good news for the U.S. is a lot of American middlemen have enough fireworks in reserve for this 4th of July. They just won't be offering as many choices or colors. In other words, most shows will go on, but there might not be as much pop this year. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Nothing like an American holiday to get you eating. A Portland, Oregon company has come out with the beer chip. That's actually the company name. It also sells margarita and Bloody Mary flavored chips.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BrandWeek, the news organization dedicated to the information needs of strategic-minded marketing executives with real-time coverage, now searchable at brandweek.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
The maker of Botox will ask the FDA later this year to approve a treatment that stimulates eyelash growth. Allergan thinks the product could bring in as much as $500 million a year. The business of beauty, or you could say what some perceive as beauty. Longer lashes, plumper lips, larger breasts. Every year, more than 300,000 women in the U.S. pay up to $8,000 for implants. We've all heard horror stories of plastic surgery gone bad, but a team of doctors in Japan is selling a technique that could make traditional implants obsolete. Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo.
Walking the halls of his clinic between appointments, plastic surgeon Kotaro Yoshimura stops for a second to imagine the future. A new breast enhancement technique he and other doctors at the University of Tokyo are researching could well reshape the world's most popular plastic surgery procedure.
The existing treatment for breast enhancement is terrible, yet the demand for this procedure is so astronomical, if we can provide a better alternative, the market should be enormous.
The alternative, he cites, removes fat from patients' thighs and transplants it to their breasts. This idea is not new. In fact, American surgeons tried using liposuction fat to enlarge breasts several decades ago. But the technique failed because the implants usually atrophied and turned into hard lumps. Under the new technique, fat is not transplanted as is, but processed first, enriched with the patient's own stem cells to promote natural blood flow and keep transplanted tissue healthy and alive. More than 150 patients, from teens to grandmothers, have been treated so far, including a few from abroad. Shirley, who doesn't want to give her full name, is a 20-year-old model from Canada.
This is the thing that everybody has been waiting for. You can slenderize your whole body plus filling up your bra size. It's perfect.
The procedure is being closely watched by doctors in the U.S. Dr. Richard D'Amico, head of the U.S. Association of Plastic Surgeons, says more study still needs to be done on the long-term effectiveness of the technique before it can be widely used.
I think the implications of using stem cells here are very, very encouraging, and I think the next couple of years could have a huge impact on the specialty.
At $25,000, the current price tag for the procedure is steep, but costs would likely fall once the technique moved past the research stage. And Dr. Yoshimura says the prospect of using a woman's own tissue to enhance her figure could boost demand for breast augmentation even higher. In Yokohama, Japan, I'm Lucy Kraft for Marketplace.
A university student has been charged with a felony for trying to sell his vote in the upcoming presidential election. Guess where he thought there might be a market for these kinds of shenanigans? eBay. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy the weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.